Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Whiting with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And this episode, we're with Marty Pettenberg of Spherion Staffing of Northeast Indiana. Welcome, Marty.
Thanks for having me, Scott. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit more about what Spherion Staffing does.
Yeah, Spherion Staffing is a full-service staffing and recruiting agency. Anywhere from your attempt to hire placements, maybe you need some help on an assembly line, packing boxes, or maybe just any sort of temporary help, All the way up to our professional hire division, which is, you know, anything up to executive level leadership roles that we're able to help fulfill for companies that are in need.
Mm-hmm. So you are full service, not just temporary. Now, can they go like temp? Can they start as a temporary and then get hired by the company?
Absolutely. There's the temp to hire route is typically a certain number of days or a certain amount of hours they will work for one of our clients. Then, you know, based upon that, as well as other factors of attendance, performance, attitude, those are all different things that our clients are looking at all times to make a decision. You know, is this somebody we want to bring on our staff long term?
Sure. How many offices do you guys have?
Under our ownership group of Tom and Elizabeth Pettenberg, we have, I believe it's 15 or 16 full service locations, a couple on site locations as well, where we have X amount of, we have a large number of employees at that given site. So we want to take that burden off our client.
Sure.
And we'll handle the, you know, any internal issues with payroll, timekeeping, all that type of stuff. That's what we're here to do. But we do have 15, I believe, locations.
Your Warsaw office has one of the best views in town. You're right across from
Center
Lake, right on Detroit Street.
We do. We see many people cross there all the time during lunchtime, taking a break, or watching the fishermen come in and out. Yeah. We have a great view from our office.
Yeah, very centralized, centrally located. Now, you mentioned the owners. They happen to have the same last name as you do. So you guys are family owned.
Yeah.
Tell us about how that got started.
Yeah. My parents, Tom and Elizabeth Pettenberg, they live in Fort Wayne. They bought into the franchise in 2009. My dad had several years of not only recruiting or staffing and recruiting experience, but he also had experience in the manufacturing industry. So he kind of saw both sides of it.
Right.
You know, how that operation works, as well as what works for getting people to work for those companies. And it's not always manufacturing. You know, it could be office positions of anything, really anything as well. But manufacturing is a lot of what we do. But parents bought into the franchise in 2009. I believe my sister Anna might get mad at me if I get this wrong, but I believe my sister Molly was the first employee of the family.
Really? Okay.
So my sister Molly works for us. My sister Anna works for us. Both of them are my older sisters. And my younger brother Jack works for us in Ohio. My wife also works with us. And my sister-in-law. So we all have our own different roles within the company. Kind of keeps us from going at it and trying to make decisions in the same departments. But we each have our own different areas that we oversee. My parents, along with our COO and our director of operations, have done a great job of, you know, balancing that. That could be a tough ask with a family-owned business.
Right. But you're all passionate about it, and it's not like you can't really dial it in with a family business because it's family. This is your family you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. It's been fun. Like I said, started out in Fort Wayne, but as opportunities arose in different territories, that's when we decided to open more offices.
That's my next question then. Why did you decide to come to Kosciuszko County?
Kosciuszko County, there's a lot of momentum here right now. Obviously, we're in the orthopedic capital of the world. Yes, that's a big reason why we came here, but there's, you know, there's the likes of many other companies here in Kosciuszko County that, you know, we can be a solution provider for. You know, we're running right along Major Highway 30. You know, and there have been some businesses that are kind of closing in on Highway 30. As you've seen, we have Amazon down the road.
We have
Zimmer Biomet here in Kosciuszko County. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of opportunity here. And, you know, we're located right in the middle of it, mm-hmm. on Detroit Street, like you said, right across from Center Lake.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So how can a company, if they're in need of employees, how can they engage with Spherion?
Yeah, obviously you can give us a call at any point. Visit our website. On the website, there's an employer section that,
okay.
you know, clicks on Spherion's here to help you. They can fill out some basic information of, you know, here's what we need, or here's my phone number, email, all that type of stuff. Our team then has a pretty quick intake process of that. Some people we are also just happen to be connected with them on social media, LinkedIn. We see that they have job opportunities, and we can reach out to them that way, see if we can be of any assistance. Once that happens, we typically schedule a site tour with that client, get a feel for what it is, make sure it's safe, make sure we're putting everybody in a safe environment. Get to know their team, not only their internal HR team or their plant manager, but get a feel for who are the supervisors, who's a security team that you're going to engage with when your new employees are starting. Many factors play into that, so we want to make sure that, you know, we get to know everybody as best we can. Mm-hmm. Based upon how that meeting goes, we're going to go back to the drawing board, mm-hmm. and, you know, figure out what's the best fit for both companies here. Mm-hmm. And once that's executed, get moving on it.
Sure. Yeah, that's very important. It makes a big difference when you can actually see the job that the people you're going to try to recruit are actually doing. And that's my next question then, on the flip side of working with the companies, in what ways do you support the job seekers?
Yeah, the job seekers are obviously what they drive our business. Those are the people we need to go out to work, and we have to support them. And
sure.
You know, all the way from before we even start talking about a position to when they hopefully maybe they are a direct hire or they are an employee going to convert to full-time with one of our clients. During that time, you know, from the beginning, we're going to figure out, okay, what's most important to you? Are you looking for a certain shift and pay? Are certain benefits important to you? Do you just need a job that you can start tomorrow? And, you know, some people are they're kind of passively looking for a new job, mm-hmm. where they say, hey, keep my resume on hand. If you see anything that comes up, mm-hmm. I'd love to talk to you. You know, there are some people that unfortunately struggle to hold employment. Mm-hmm. We can help those people out and as best we can try and help them find a position. Mm-hmm. There may be some people that are trying to get back on their feet. Maybe they are having some issues at home, issues with the law, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, homelessness, unfortunately, we can help as best we can. We're not always going to have a solution for everybody, mm-hmm. but we do the best we can. Mm-hmm. If somebody needs help tweaking a resume, or if they just simply need help applying, mm-hmm. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. We're here to support those people.
Mm-hmm. I've always found it very hard to put your life's work on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to write a resume.
Yeah.
How do you approach the challenge of finding candidates like with specialized or really niche skills?
That's where our professional direct hire team comes into play. They do a really good job of that. So if you know, say our team we're looking through the applicants that have applied, but you know, maybe this person stands out. Maybe they have, maybe 5 to 10 years of some sort of engineering or mm-hmm. welding or some sort of specific machinery that they're very good with. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of times employers are willing to pay more for that type of candidate because mm-hmm. they're a little more efficient. Mm-hmm. They know how to correct issues. Mm-hmm. They have past longevity with their positions. Mm-hmm. So those type of people, we're able to take those then and either reach out to our current clients or maybe clients or potential clients we have in mind, so a prospect, and just say, hey, you know, Scott's got these skills. He's been doing it for 15 years. He appears on paper to be very good at mm-hmm. it. Would you be interested in having a phone call mm-hmm. or meeting with him in person?
Right.
That's if someone has those specialized skills, that's the route we're going to mm-hmm. take with that individual.
Sure. Now, this is this day and age, everything is technology, technology, technology. So how does Spherion utilize technology to enhance its services and kind of streamline the hiring process?
It's definitely it's a challenge right now. Really, we do as much as we can right now from a technology standpoint. Mm-hmm. That means you can apply online. So obviously, we're not doing paper applications anymore. I don't know many companies that mm-hmm. are. Mm-hmm. Any testing that we may do, most of the time can be done through a test that we are able to send to you via email. Mm-hmm. And same thing with our onboarding process. Our onboarding process is we're going to send you those electronic documents. You're going to sign them. You're going to do it right on your phone. There's no need to come in and sign a bunch of papers with us anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of the last mile is when we need to see somebody, and that's maybe they're conducting an in-person interview in our office with a client, mm-hmm. or they're going to the client. Maybe it's a drug screen. Those type of things we need to have an eye on and make sure that, yes, there's that human interaction there. Mm-hmm. But for the convenience of not only us, but the candidate as well, 90% of getting a job with us can be done online.
Let's switch gears a little bit. How does Spherion support the communities it operates in, and what initiatives do you take to undertake to give back to the communities?
Yeah, so each year Spherion nationally here in the U.S. does a community give back program where each ownership group, each full service location of that group operates. Mm-hmm. So that would be under the ownership group. So for us, for example, we have 15 full service locations. Mm-hmm. They are given X amount of dollars, mm-hmm. and they can donate that to whatever charity they would like to do. Typically that comes around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So I believe in 2022, we were able to support the Beeman Home here in Warsaw.
Oh, that's very nice.
And, you know, in Fort Wayne, we were able to support Women's Care Center mm-hmm. and United Way. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many organizations, it's hard to choose from because you yes. feel bad, you want to give to all of them.
Right.
But that's one way we give back to the community.
Thank you so much for doing that. Now, how can we say I'm an employer, I want to get in touch with you, or I'm looking for a job? What's the best way to get in touch with you? Are you guys on, like, social media, or?
We are on majority of the social media platforms, I think. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can always find us on those pages. Mm-hmm. Whether that's advertising a job, or that's linking people to apply on our website, or also providing a link for employers that would be interested in maybe our services, or maybe they're just interested in some market data or pricing.
Sure.
You know, just to see kind of what,
like wage comparison.
Yes, wage comparison.
Demographics, correct. That type of thing.
We can send those out. There's a multitude of different things they can request. But yes, obviously, if somebody needs employees mm-hmm. to run their business, that can all be directed through our website. A lot of times our direct emails, phone numbers are also included in those posts that are on social media. And all of our information is online as well.
Mm-hmm. Could you spell Spherion staffing for us? Because yep. it might not be spelled sound on the radio like it's spelled.
We hear it in all different ways. We hear Spherion, Experian, all kinds of different stuff. But it's Spherion staffing. So Spherion staffing, staffing.com. Visit that link. It'll ask you kind of for what area you're looking for Spherion staffing in. So in this case, you can type in Warsaw, you can type in Kosciuszko County, you can type in the zip code that's associated with wherever mm-hmm. you live, mm-hmm. and it's going to direct you to the closest office near you.
Mm-hmm. Marty, thank you for coming to Kosciuszko County. Thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for giving back, like last year, to the Beeman Home. And if you can't remember anything about Spherion, you want to get in touch with them, contact us here at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be glad to get in touch with Marty.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate everything that you yourself do, Rob, Michelle, Lauren. Really appreciate that. I know my wife and I were able to attend your awards dinner mm-hmm. just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Lots of good people, lots of momentum happening here in Kosciuszko County, but I think you guys are the ones that are driving that.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate all that you guys do.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.